Hello, everyone. Welcome to the December 7th, 2014 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for December 7th to December 14th and beyond? On Monday, December 8th, Jupiter will begin a retrograde period. The planet of beneficence will appear to be going backwards in the sign Cancer for the next 4 months until April 8, 2015. When a planet is in its retrograde phase, it is at its closest to the Earth, therefore bright in the heavens, and therefore stronger than normal. But the planet is going backwards in the zodiac. Well, not really, it's just an optical illusion. Thus, according to astrology, the planet is not behaving normally. Also, since the planet is being held back from normal forward progress amongst the stars, the planet's significations are similarly being held back or delayed. So, what happens when Jupiter is retrograde for 4 months? Jupiter is called the Great Benefic because, mostly, this planet manifests the sorts of things we like to have in our lives. Prosperity, generosity, wisdom, faith, optimism, opportunity. Jupiter is also the energy of expansion and increase. While Jupiter is retrograde, prosperity can be delayed. Our faith may be tested. People become less optimistic about the future. The principle of opportunity and increase is not functioning as it would normally. Our judgment, and that of others, is less dependable. What is retrograde Jupiter good for? It is the planet of opportunity going backwards in the zodiac. This suggests going back over the past and checking for opportunities that were missed or did not pan out. Those former potentials are now worth a second look and may turn out to be productive after all. Jupiter retrograde is also the planet of wisdom retracing its steps in the heavens. This suggests gaining wisdom from the past. In other words, it's a good time for introspection, contemplation, deriving understanding by re-examining recent experiences. Jupiter retrograde seems to work better for non-tangible efforts, so this could be a good time for study, for gaining insight into spiritual or philosophical matters. On Saturday, December 13th, Mercury will be changing signs. Mercury will be leaving Scorpio and entering Sagittarius. This puts the planet of rational thinking, reasons, explanations, and the media in the sign of truth, justice, and independence. This may not turn out to be a good thing. The sign Sagittarius is very attached to truth and justice, but being a fire sign, the truth and justice always comes from a personal point of view. The tendency is to vigorously defend that personal truth whenever faced with anything or anybody who does not agree. In other words, self-righteousness. As always, the energy pattern is available to everyone. Thus, we get everyone bent on explaining, giving reasons that reinforce their previously held beliefs, their own sense of what is just and fair. And the planet of harmony and agreement itself, Venus, is also transiting in Sagittarius. That's the planet of love, in the sign of personal truth. In other words, now we have everyone devoted to their own version of things. Opposing sides, on any issue, are not going to be finding any middle ground this week or next. Mercury and Venus will be together in Sagittarius until nearly the end of December. And so, for the holiday season, where people come together and families gather, best advice would be to steer away from controversial topics for conversation. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.